So last week. There have been like, what's the good is a Tantara? Can I get cool? Why is Tantara coolable? Why is it Ikra Gosbosha called tolerable? So because Tantara, the Torah's mitzvahs, we're talking about mitzvahs, Tantara is the shire to all the mitzvahs. It's Mafteach. Siva, it's the source of everything. If mitzvahs, instead of mitzvahs, the mitzvahs are shown. As I see, it's once in Hashem, in the scarf, in Dovak and Kadosh Baruch, was by Nun Ritzoyne, Kaim Ritzoyne. So we saw it. Every mitzvah is a Ratzon Prati. Every mitzvah is a specific Ratzon, the Chiluk of the Ratzon HaKlali of the Baruch. Every one of the Tariyak ingrains my being, the Ois HaMitzvah, the being of the Ois HaMitzvah, with the Chiluk of Ritzoyne is born. But the mitzvahs are key in Ritzoyne. The Torah is Etzim Ritzoyne. The Torah is the Ratzon, the source. It's, if you, so to speak, which is Mishalom, so we could be Teufis, it's Kilo, the thought process behind the Ratzon of all the mitzvahs. So Mamela, it's the source of all the problem of the Tariq mitzvahs. Perhaps this is what it means. And Chalm, the Nefesh HaChaim, when they refer to Torah being Atzmusei Yisbarach, it means as much the Eibishter placed on the Nafshis, Kasvis Yehovis, the Eibishter place his Etzim Rotzim in the Torah. Boivin, then we digest the Torah, we are digesting Etzim Ritzoyne and the Tzura of Yitziras Ritzoyne. That's what it means, it's Ritzoyne Yivavad. And that's what we saw. It's part of the reason why the Ikar Mitzvah of Talmud Torah is Rosh HaRosh, V'Hisif Lekach HaPilpul. A lot of part of the Torah is the process, the Shak of the Torah. In one place, the Gemara Tzuka, the Chofkes, calls, talking about Talmud Torah, calls it Havai is the Bayi Barov. Talmud Torah. Havai is the Bayi Barov. Talmud is the Havai is the Barov. That's what Talmud is, Havai is the Bayi Barov. Questions. That's Havai, Havai is the Bayi Barov. Ramei Ben Yovin is a very subtle point. Ramei Ben Yovin, if you want to get the formula, so the Etzem Mutsharai, to understand the Shakri Tariya, the Shakri Tariya. That's what trains our minds and our hearts to be one with the Etzem Yitziras Ritzoyne, the Etzem Gan, the Etzem Ritzoyne. And this is why the Torah is in a mitzvah, and the mitzvah is in a different realm. Qualitatively, it's a different thing. And we gave this mishnah last time, a different besuch, but I can learn svara from a certain Rebbe, from a certain Shir, from a certain Sefer. But what about someone who taught me how to learn? In my case, maybe Rabbi Bashar Israeli taught me how to learn. So if I want to qualify what he did for me, and the difference between a certain shir, I go to him shir, and I share someone says, I read the Buddhist shir, and I'm a sugi in the goyim. I have a, teaches me a mission in the goyim. So I learn from the Mishnah. That's more of a use. But if a person, Rabbi Bashar learned how to look at a Gemara. Every single line of Gemara, every single sugya that I will look at, will be affected by having told me how to approach the Gemara. I want them to chap the mushal. It's not more or less. The influence was infinite. The difference between the first person and the second, first Rebbe and the second Rebbe, it's an infinite difference of influence. The first one gave me something protein. I got something, I got a spar, I got a bear. But when you get the system, when you get the Etzim system, as much as you can get, Kineged Kulam. Talmud Torah is Kineged Kulam. That's what we're trying to avar. It's very chashev. The longest avonish about that mitzvah is Talmud Torah Kineged Kulam. It's a qualitative thing. It cannot, it's a class different aspect. There's no way to mention it. It's not more or less. It's something It's something, it's the source. It's the source of everything. The source of all this, what we saw last week. And we said, Kinyir, that's the types of Talmud Gadol Mevi L'Idei Ma'aseh. The oimik of Talmud Gadol Mevi L'Idei Ma'aseh is not only the simple ability for Torah to teach me what to do, how to make mitzvah tzitzis, how to watch Isaribis, you know, Ezer Neshech, you know how to be Yishama from Isaribis. The Talmud Gadol Mevi L'Idei Ma'aseh means it's the source. And this I want to be Mavara tonight, because that's where I finish that part. And tonight, finish and explain really what's the full relationship between Torah and mitzvahs in this mahalach, Torah and Shai mitzvahs. The Guf HaDvarim, this is the type of Talmud Gadol Mevi L'Idei Ma'aseh. I'm going to bring two Eidim, Nemanim, Maral and Dishlo. Maral and Drush HaMitzvahs. Towards the beginning, it says like this. Al Zehu Yivu Chazal, Pesef Perkam, the Gedushin. Mer State, Kvar Rav Tarfin, Zkein HaMesubim, Baliyaz Bayis, Nitzah Balud, Nishal HaShel HaZubifneim. Talmud Gadol and Ma'aseh Gadol. Shaila to many people, what's better? You see and learn a Tosfos, so you go and visit someone in the hospital, sick. You visit someone in the hospital, what's better? What's Talmud Gadol and Ma'aseh Gadol? You learn a Tosfos, you learn a Rambam, you put on Tzitzis. What's greater? Nenu Rav Tarfin v'omer Ma'aseh Gadol. Nenu Rav Akiva v'omer Talmud Gadol. Nenu Kulam v'omer Talmud Gadol shel Talmud Mevi L'Idei Ma'aseh. Maskanas HaGemor, Klor HaGemor says, like Rav Akiva, the Talmud Gadol. Why? Shatalmud Gadol me, shal Talmud Mevi L'Idei Ma'aseh. This was the Rambam that we brought, that the Rambam says, this is the reason why Talmud Torah can have a Kul. So the Maral asked the obvious question. The question. The maskon is Talmud is Gadol because he made the Ma'aseh. Shil shehi achono le'Ma'aseh v'hevi l'idekach yehu ha'Gadol. Because it's what we would define as a hechatimsa. Because Talmud Torah is a hechatimsa to bring Ma'aseh, it means that the Talmud is greater than Ma'aseh. Zot Maral Moshul v'avadema. V'chi b'shvil kachtei Talmud Gadol mitalmud gufei Hashem avur ha'vitol dozeh. Maral says that's for us at Bar Mitzvah. He says, "V'chi ahoy lechlumed asher licha mevi'a gamkin li'idei Talmud." The simple way of understanding more is that it's a chetimsa. If you want to come to Yeshivas Meir and you live in Ramat Eshkol, if you walk, take whatever, walk, take a bus. So you're able to learn because you walk, take the bus. And now, walking, taking the bus is much more harsher than the whole first day and second day. You get a sense? The walking was a chetimsa in order to. Do you understand that the whole chashivas of Maseches of Perek Ezel Neshet is now that you could watch Halacha Kedin, you could be Shomer Kalocha, Hilchus Ribbitz, is a Ribbitz. The whole, you learn the Sugis of Stam, you learn the Sugis of Stam in Perek Atcheles, in Menachos, is that you can be Mekayim Mitzvah Tzitzis. So how in the world do you tell me is the Limud more Chashim than Tzitzis? But Tzitzis is much more Chashim. The walking, the learning is like a Chatimsa. The learning is like a walking. Avol Apir Shadav, the man says that's Vorm Teil, very Shach. Shemavur HaBitul is it. Can't be. I will pirish and over. Ki atalmud lo yishu achono belvad b'maisa. That's a shuk shuk. It's a shuk. A vad the talmud you need to know. And that's, we should know. That's also from holy bundle of fields there. You're not going to know tari mitzvah. If you don't learn kol tari, you're not going to know what to do. Poshe, not going to know what to do. That's out. If you don't know hilchos brachos, you're not going to know. That's for sure. But zok that's not. That talmud lo yishu achono belvad b'maisa. Rakshu atzmai moitzi hamaisa lepoil kemoishamarno. Maybe doesn't mean it's only, it brings mitzad atzmai. It's a siba, it's a cause, it's a catalyst. It itself brings the maisa. Ki atoru hu aschola. Vekoshi aschola goyrim sheyitze gemara poil. The Torah is the aschola. The Hemshech will see why the maisa is the gemara, but the maisa is the gemara of the Torah. And the meila, the Haskola brings him can he poil es a maisa batzma. In yeshiva she would say, it poils ois the maisa. And that, and maybe the maisa is a poils ois the maisa. When you learn a zel nishach, it's going to be poiled that you're going to keep hilchus rivis. It's going to be poiled, it's going to cause you're going to keep hilchus rivis. Aga. It's lav dafka, the chelik apera that you're learning, it's poiled. Shaykhis in kol chalukyotar. Could be it's more in the chalukyotar. The shaykhis in kol chalukyotar. Kaponim, Dr. Ronal, he put us a mitzvah batzma. Moshul. Kemo yazera, shabizore gorim shegeitze anaf lepon. Just like when you plant a seed, You say a seed brings the tree, a seed grows the tree, a seed grows the fruit. A seed. Kacha Torah bizorah ba'adam, when you zur it, chayolim not tabisachim, it's my edit, my edition. Bizorah ba'adam, pa'el es ha'gmar, v'gmar shalo hu ha'maisa. Sitting around. It's a taichin kalm, and go to make the maisa. It's saying before, Mamish does the kud, it's the source. It's not just saying that, oh, you have to look over there, and if I would have a shortcut, I would, no. A Talmud is going to be a seed, but if a person learns Torah, the Torah is going to cause the mice. What does this mean? So that came, I'm sure we saw this week, actually, that we just said. Beer the very mouth. If you learn the thought process of Rishoina Yisbarach, so you start thinking, well, Rishoina Yisbarach, using the Shana's Gasser, Chasash, Kabayochel. As much as a mensch could think, like the Bar Yisbarach, like Ritzoni Yisbarach, he starts to think like Ritzoni Yisbarach. That's not a chetim, that's a seed. You know, you have a shamish sometimes in prison. The shamish is Dhamma Golem. Shamish hangs around the Dhamma Golem. He eventually starts thinking like Dhamma Golem. Starts thinking like Dhamma Golem. Starts thinking like Dhamma Golem. He's going to do what Dhamma Golem. He's going to start doing what Dhamma Golem does. It's not a chetim, it's a seed. And that's why Talmud Gadol. Talmud Gadol, the godless of the Talmud, that learning Torah is, when you become a Torah, this is what they mean. You become a, you get a shtick of the Bar Olam. You have a shtick of the Bar Olam. You have a piece of the Bar Olam in you. And that's maybe Lidei Maisa. It's maybe Lidei Maisa. Shlach Kodesh. Shlach Kodesh saying, Kamat the Nekud of the Maral, they're in Afkamina. Shlach Kodesh and Torah are in the Sechel Shuas. Sechel Shuas, Pele Shuas, Pele Shuas, Anish, Pele Shuas, 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 Pele It doesn't only mean what the Gemara, what the Mishnah means, it doesn't only mean that now you know what to be Mekayim, what to execute. Deineinu rois, this is a different afkamina. Deineinu rois, kama inyonim, shiyoidim bnei odom shu asr va'oivanov. He gives the marshal that we all are tviyan asr. Given rechilis v'loshanar, everyone here knows halachis hilchis v'rechilis v'loshanar. How many of you know Hilchis Rechilas Lashonar? And unfortunately, I'll leave Hilchis Lashonar and Rechilas. Something called Yitzhara. There's something called Tivus. There's something called Kovid. A person has Kovid, Gaiva. And these bring a person to be Oivar in many things that he knows. Not all Yediyah brings a person to be Mekayim. It doesn't ensure Kiyim. Yediyah does not ensure Kiyim. And here comes the word of Talmud Gadol Meivin and Maisa. Talmud is going to ensure Talmud Torah, when you learn it the right way, after speaking the Hemshech about it, but when you learn it the right way, it's going to be Mechayiv, that person is going to be maybe, that's the maybe the Ma'is, Ela Kavono, Shachay Bom Mach Masachoymer, we said, we have a goof with all its Chayolos, Ube Amota Asachoymer, you need something that deals with the Choymer, Bistalik HaMesech, Bizgar Besatzuru, Nimsa Shemakir Be'emes Upulosei Toi Moi. Vuhu Mikoyach HaTalmud Tushia, which is called Tushia in the Torah. It's Lashon HaPasuk. Tushia, Torah is called Tushia. I'm going to say Nezhi Chavav on Beis. Mizgaber HaSeichel. Vize Sibo Shemuchan Lovo Yilidi Ma'isa Toi. Mama Shdei Lashon is like the Moral. Sibo Shemuchan Lovo. Lekach Talmud Godol. Vnei Shem Sibo Shemena Mishtal Shal Ma'isa. The Ma'isa waxes from it. It's not just the Chatimsa. Not the ma'aseh, the ma'aseh vases from the Torah. V'yodua sh'asim ha'gdelu me'amesuvi, v'ayilu g'mu'u, v'oz sh'keito ha'kushit. He earlier asked the Kash Tamaral, ki ha'kushit lo'ichal ha'rak ish'anar Talmud ha'ma'aseh l'erach ha'dom. If you understand Talmud Gadol, which is earlier, it's first in order, because you have to learn in order to b'kayim. So you ask, it's my goal. But if you understand, this is going to ensure you. What's that shalom? What's that shalom? This is a chorazak. We have many Yidden who make unfortunately a tais. Make us unfortunately a tais. They say, learn the ma'isa, just jump to the ma'isa. You just have to know how to do. And the emes is, I'm talking about the Yid who is an emes Yid. If a person learns, at that time he learns, let's say he learns a chesitzis, and he'll probably keep to me in chesitzis. For the next few months,
the next 6 months, 7 months, when it's strong in his mind. But behemshich, if there's some sort of nisoyin, whatever it is, there's some nisoyin a year down the line, what's going to ensure him he's going to keep mitzvah sitzes? When he has the answer, what's going to ensure him keep mitzvah sitzes? But what if you're programmed to want to do mitzvah sitzes mitzal atzmecha? What if you digest a pill? What if you have something yourself that brings to mitzvah sitzes mitzal atzmecha? Because it's mitzvah no yizborach. So that's going to be maybe really day tzitzis. You have the source. I'm not a mushroom. Once a person, who speaking to a doctor, that they have these shots, exactly what they're called. Person who's overweight, and they have these shots. You lose weight. Speaking to the doctor. And the doctor told him, why? I'm going to go on. Same, he was telling the doctor, you know. Different times in his life, to die, mid diet. Overweight person, he lost a lot of weight. He was 20, 25. So the doctor told him, Shvan, said, listen, this is a mandate. This is a mandate. You had your daughter's chasana, so you want to look good for the chasana, you lost 25 pounds. You had health issues, you started having health issues, you lost another 25 pounds. Now, I don't know what, remember now what it was, now you have no chazak that you want to, you go, but you're not teaching your body to want to be disciplined. You don't want to be disciplined, but it's you have an outward service to do something. So you do it. You have an outward service to do something, you do it. But you're not in the root of the zach. If you don't teach your body how to eat discipline, train your body to eat discipline, it's never going to change. It will last and it will happen. It's a mushroom riffler of the Shalom Zayn. You can learn the mitzvahs, the Torah is a mitzvah protest. It's a mitzvah protest, and a mitzvah protest is a huge thing. But until you train yourself, until you make that your kosher to the etzim rotzim, you don't have something be'etzim, you don't have something be'etzim. So it'll help for a few months, it'll help for that. You get into one mitzvah, you get involved in a mitzvah. What is mechayiv? That a person needs an atzma, is muchrach to do mitzvahs? The answer is, when you swallow the Torah. Every piece of Torah is a kesher, when you turn it is barach. And you start to get kosher to the etzim b'tzayin yizbarach. What the Shulchan Aruch are calling a siba to go to do b'tzayin yizbarach. The siba to b'tzayin yizbarach is a new touch. Daven every day. Or kain yisor. Psach libi b'soy yosecho uve mitzvah yisecho tiyo b'nitzrach. Psach libi b'soy yosecho effin. Open the heart. Psach means get to the emek of your heart. Your heart, the heart, is the seba of all of our tainus. The Torah goes down to the emek of our heart. When you have that mitzvah yisecha, tir doif nafshi, you're going to be roidev the mitzvahs, because you don't only want to do the rotzen aproti of sittis. You're kosher to the etzim rotzen that created the mutzik of sittis. It wants to do all the mitzvahs, including sittis. So it's a roidiv, the etzim rotzim, it's a roidiv mitzvahs. It's a roidiv mitzvahs. This is the oimik of the Tai Shav Talmud, Godel Shav Toivim, and Eved Yimaisa. This is what makes Talmud Torah, and every chilek of Talmud Torah that you get, you're being miskasha to the root of a kol, in lecha mid the Toivah Neni. You're being miskasha to on a nafsh, it's kosvis yavasi, to the etzim nefesh, kavi ochel, nafsh, kavi ochel. This is the history of what we answered. Spoke out last week. Barachov. Now Hampshire. We said, at the beginning of the Vatican, this week, we want to talk about Talmud Torah, both in Proti, Torah, and Mitzvah. We also want to talk about the Yachas that Talmud Torah has to Ashar Mitzvahs. Last month, we spoke 5 months about Rishas, Bilgla, Shivas of Mitzvahs. Torah as a Mitzvah protest. As a yachas, a give and take, a gag l'chayza between Torah and Mitzvahs. L'oilom, for the ikur, chiyus of a year is Torah and Mitzvahs, that's before his life. Asher yish, yishmal, mitzvah, sechah, sar osu, dorochi, yosam, Torah and Mitzvahs. You always talk about Torah and Mitzvahs, Torah and Mitzvahs. What is exactly the yachas between Torah and Mitzvahs? We spoke about the both, and Eber Shin Hashem, Tuyubot.
Torah is in its own class within that world, but Torah needs Kol Shmi Shomer Ein Lo Yala Torah. I feel Torah Ein Lo. So we'll see. There's a give and take relationship. The Torah gives to mitzvahs, but it takes from mitzvahs, and the mitzvahs receive from Torah and they give to Torah. So do what? On Sunday, the Chafalof, the Gemara is Medanim. He near mitzvah of Torah, or the Torah is not the Gemara. It's Mamish handling. What is the yachas of Torah and mitzvahs? And the Gemara is Medanim. Torah Taor, and mitzvah Torah. Ner is the kli, it's even the candle, the kli that holds the oil, the kli with the oil is the ner. And the etzem flame is the or. The Gemara says, Ma or is the oilam, is me al oilam, after is me al oilam. And ner is only the shop. I know. Shechai is more like this. What's the taish? This is what it means. It's good. Torah is the thing that illuminates itself. It doesn't hold a certain amount of illumination. Ner holds a certain light that's lighting. Ner could also be made for you because it has the light I got from somewhere else and it holds a light that holds a specific light. It's the Shah, like we said. You can get into something, you could be mechazing in something, we'll ask for it. Torah is a formula of kilu kilu. It creates Ritzonius Baruch. The Rosh Baruch Hu puts, like I said, the word formula. That there's a formula, leaps of Ritzonius Baruch. Ritzonius Baruch is mayor. Ingmanu lahoris ponecha vavad, zopin in yin, and sharachuba, Ritzonius Baruch. Horis ponem is Ritzonius Baruch. Ritzonius is mayor. The Torah is the dover hameir. It's the thing that creates light. It's the source of light. It's loyalum. Like my Moshe before, it's infinite forever. If you have something that lights, a light, you might have things that block it, but it lights faster. And there is a specific thing that captured a specific light, and it's holding that light. It's not the Dover Meir Bechal. Oh, Zokt. Nev Shechai, I'm reading it in order. Kadosh Baruch Hu made the Torah needs mitzvahs. Vada, I'm reading a pair of Lami. I'll just read the words. Previously he said what we just said. The Torah, because Tam Torah can make a kulam, it's Dovah Meir. He says, "Vade gam sheisek Torah levad b'li ki mitzvahs klal chas hashon gam kin ein kulam." K'mo shomu Chazal b'yavam es kolayim ein le'Torah after ein. Dahin. This is Hagosha. It's not only that's missing another thing; it's missing in the Torah Shemay. If they base the brachas, we got this more last week. Margulu de pumi de rova tachlis chokh mechuba meisim toyim. Mizrona Chazal. Why? Hemshich. Ki bilti kiyam amitzis chas hashon ein dover b'ma l'sachiz u'l'skasher bo'yor ha-Torah. The Torah is seichel HaKadosh Baruch Hu kamiyochum. It's a dover that lights. It is the light itself, it's the creation, it's the source of the light. Okay. Of HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a world that the world needs a physical kli to hold everything in this world. And it doesn't have anything to grasp it. If you have an R without a wick, you don't have anything to say. What does this mean? Shot like this. Torah is etzem ritzonius baruch. It's true. Olam then, if Luyitzur, he could, might be partially possible, a little bit to learn a little Torah without being the kaimitzvahs. Let's say it would start. Understanding and thinking like the Baruch a little bit. But it's what's it called? He has the hearing of the Torah without the mice of the Torah. What's the problem? Terence says, one of the basic yisoidis of the creation of this world, and yisoidis of, and the reason why we got the Torah, is because Baruch Hu wanted the height of the Torah, the height of the Torah's bar, to rest and express itself in this physical world. In the Megillah, he gave us a body, meat. 170, 150, and 200 pounds of you. Meet yourself. And that is an equal part of who you are. It's an equal part to your neshama. It's an equal part to your moyach and your leg, your kidneys, your boich. Every part of you, your lower part of you. Every part of you. This is who you are. And when things remain theoretical, when things remain only in the moyach, They don't penetrate the entire person. Aleph, they don't affect the far parts of you, and even worse, your body affects your moyach. Your body is a major dominant part of you. And if they're not connected to Ritzoyne Yizborach, if your body's not connected to Ritzoyne Yizborach, so, I mean, it's only Kilo. The mastermind behind everything is connected. So the general is there, but the soldiers are not connected. An ikker part of you, and probably the part that has the most nochachut, most presence, yeah, is not mechuvan on Ritzoyne Yizborach. So it starts watering down the seichel. The seichel never gets programmed with Ritzoyne Yizborach. The Kadosh Baruch Hu gave Torah amanas la'asis na'ayim. Just like a Kadosh Baruch Hu wants to make a Mishkan, wants to heal himself, wants to rest in this world. The entire tachlis of the Torah is that it should envelop the entire human being. How is that ma'aser? Mishnah shteit kol shechachmos ha'muruvim ma'aser. Torah seinu s'chayenes. Kadosh Baruch Hu made in this world, he wants something to last, wants something to be, it has to fit with the rules of this world. The rules of this world is that it should express itself in the full physical being of this world. In your kishkes, I don't know if anybody's going to say it, but in your kishkes. I don't understand. In the avodah and the tachlis of Kadosh Baruch Hu, your kishkes are as important as your neshama. It's hard to say, but the tachlis that Hashem wants in this world, your kishkes are tefes, just a makom shemakom as your neshama. No, he created us. He created us with your stomach. There's a lot what to say, a lot what to say. He created you with chomer. What? The term is mitan amas lasis. The hainu that rotzen is mechaben us what our body to be mekayim rotzoyin by aproti, and rotzoyin aproti is amas lasis. The Torah needs the mitzvahs because that's where the or of the Torah has to be shoychem. The Torah in your brain and your heart is formulating everything, but it has no expression in the proper way if it's not expressed in kiyum mitzvahs. It remains in the luft. It remains a person who has great ideas, but nothing comes out of it. And then eventually, his ideas eventually goes off. All those guys grab them, great ideas when they're young, when they're old. They either don't get married. They do get married, it doesn't work out. They shine to their kids, something. As you get older, you get more, like you said. Even the great brain eventually gets warped by their material. Torah needs... It needs the mitzvahs. Oh, but the mitzvahs also need the Torah. Because the mitzvahs, what are they? The Ratzon Hazara. Where is the Ratzon Hazara in this world? It's Torah. Zokta Nefesh HaChayim. Previous paragraph. Elagaloya, Lagam Oisa Kedusha, Vechiyusan, Va'urin Shal HaMitzvahs. We bought. Last winter's man. We bought. So when a person does a mitzvah, Chaim Lezhen says, he's in Gan Eden at that moment. At that moment, he's Miskasha to Hashem. At that moment, he's Miskasha to Hashem. Oh, but where is that or? Where does that or come from? Chiyusim la'orin shalom mitzvah shemekachin mechayim la'odim ha'mekayimim hu nilkach v'nishberach mikdushosei v'oiru shalatayra gadoisho. It comes from the source, is the Torah. Ki ha'mitzvah leslam yigarmei shum chiyas ha'kdusha or klal rak mitzah kdushas oisiyas ha'tayra ksubas b'in ois ha'mitzvah. Every mitzvah, it gets its or, it gets its chiyas, it gets its power, its energy, we'll call it, its kdusha. If you ever felt, well, I don't have to feel every mitzvah, but if you ever felt the tveikas of a mitzvah, that tveikas came from the oisis that was written in that pasuk. That's where kedusha, that's where it sits, it gets it, that one, so it only gets its kedusha. In another place, it's born from the going, that's why we say, kemosha kosu batari. That's why there's people say before they do a mitzvah, kemosha kosu batari. There. It doesn't only say Shenemar, it's only saying that it's saying Kemosha Kos, if it wasn't written in the Torah, it's written in the Torah, Kemosha Kos, but Torah. This is where it gets its or. Al Kedekach. That when you do a mitzvah and it's coming through the Torah, it's a different mitzvah. Here we're going to finish the thing here. We just spoke out the first step, Chelik, now is that when a person is learning Torah, it's Makayim mitzvahs, the mitzvahs changes the Torah. That's a Chazah. If you're not doing mitzvahs, we just said it makes the Torah permeate your entire being, and now the Torah is a full Torah. Without that, it's not a full Torah. That's not what the Torah. The Torah wasn't given to be a theoretical idea. It was given to be a rotzen process that's programmed. It's a program that's being relayed and being a vegetable. That's mitzad. But the Torah is also mashal a mitzvah. And the mitzvah, when you learn, when you're coming from Torah, is an under mitzvah. They require students. That when a Talmud Chacham does a mitzvah, it's a mitzvah. One place out of Slobodka says the mitzvah is a chefetz of Torah. A Talmud Chacham who does a mitzvah, his mitzvah is a chefetz of Torah. It's come out of a foolish lush and a meaning. In Baba Kama, after Zayin. And the sugya of the more brings Talmud Gadol Shemiru Lidei Ma'aser. Miri says, Shatalmud, it says the Talmud, Shatalmud miyape es ha-ma'aser u-mashlima, makes it a different ma'aser, u-mashlima, va-mitzvah muhuderes yoitzer, kishe yoitze mipi ha-yedei en yon. What's the Taj? When the mitzvah is coming from someone who, what the Shlomo and the Maral said, has the Siba. He has the source of the program. He wasn't just given an order to do this mitzvah. Of course, there's a different chiyus in the mitzvah. Right? He has a formula. He has the thought process that brought to this mitzvah. The mitzvah is an under chiyus. The mitzvah is an under order. The mitzvah is an under chiyus. It came from, you're armed with. This is the Shlomo Sabin. The Maral, the Musakim with this. Morale, in the beginning of Jewish Shalom Mitzvahs, he points out, this is Sikkum, we learn tonight. He says, in both mitzvahs, we mentioned this in the first one, both mitzvahs and both Torah, called Torah is Stam. Stam when it says Torah, but then it doesn't say Daf, Talmud Torah, it doesn't say Isaac Torah, it says Torah and Stam generally refers to both Torah mitzvahs. And the Morale, in the beginning of the story, he says, they're both really not the exact right name for either of them. He says, mitzvahs should be called mitzvahs or tzivuyim. Torah should be called Chochma. Why do we have this name of Torah? Why do we have this name of Torah for both mitzvahs? And he says, because Torah is not regular Chochma. Chochma would be something that's menutik from Maisa. And Tzivuyim would be something, it would be mitzvahs that are menutik from Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants the Torah, he wants the Shleimus, a Binyan, each one needs each other. Losh Maral. HaTorah Tzricha L'Shneim. Lohamen ha-chochmo shebe mitzvah yiseho v'lasso yisom ha-pi ha-yidiyai. Around one sentence, it's clear what we just said. You first have to go and understand the chochmo shebe mitzvah yiseho. Like I said, not just because now you have a deher. Because you have the source now. You're connected to the source. You're flowing the source where the srotzen ha-proti of the mitzvah is infused. Where it came from. Where it stems from. Where it stems from. And then you gotta do it because the Torah, this source, needs to be carried out. That's part of what's mashlam. That's a idea. Over do it api adiyai. That's the lashon of the Miri. When it's yoytzim api adiyas in yonah. V'chein yipo b'zeh lashon Torah kudul shneim. Lo haris lehen my idea v'esa ma'isa sheyase. Kim ein ma'isa ein Torah. Mitzalecha ein ma'isa ein Torah. If you don't have ma'isa in the Torah, we saw last week. Less with my that avoid the yid is to become same way again, become more like the barella. Naturally, we're not too elikos. We're not too elikos. We need things that are eliki and make us more eliki. So we saw one of those meisim and chochma. This chochma and meisim. When we digest the chochma, we're digesting the etzem system. Digesting the system of Seichel Aliki. Seichel Aliki. Seichel Aliki is not going to make you Aliki if your kishkas are not Aliki. If your kishkas are not Aliki. If the lower part of your body, if your Aver Atashmish is not Aliki, if you're going to do Mitzvah Sevila, it's not going to help. Your Moyach is going to be Aliki if you're in a groove. That's a shame you can have a person who's a chacham and could be like Aristotle. Could be shoychem with zaynus l'shul. You need Torah chachma, and you need that very chachma to be played out. It's a shame those ma'isim eliki are that much more eliki when you have the Torah and shoychem with Torah. Talmud Torah can make a cool and chachma. Is missing basically when he doesn't have Torah and mitzvahs, which is the shameless of Torah. And those vegan,
in that breakup, in that setup, they're both ma'akev. But what's the power and what's the force behind all of them? And Zok to Shlomo and Mara, what's going to bring you to everything? Out of the two, what's going to bring you? Which one's going to bring you to which? The Talmud is the Siva. Zok to Shlomo, the Talmud is the Siva. If you're going to learn Torah, Torah has within it. Grad, if you don't learn Amanas Lassos, you're not learning Torah. That's what he said tonight. If you're not learning Amanas Lassos, you're not learning Torah. You have to see the Hamshach about it. What does it mean, Amanas Lassos? What does it mean when you're learning a Shach and Torah? You know, we'll never have an Afkamin or Lamaisa. What does it mean to learn the Amanas Lassos? But if you're learning Amanas Lassos, that's a full Torah. All right, you talk of kind of mitzvahs as you're learning. You talk of kind of mitzvahs as you're learning. That Talmud is guaranteed. That Talmud is maybe the Lamaisa. That's a Seba. The guarantee is you're going to take a call from Shneimus to the King. This was our turn. Shneimus.